Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Today I want to talk all about bad sales practices. This stuff drives me mad. It doesn't matter how bad you want the sales, it doesn't matter how bad you need to make that income. Please be respectful when dealing with your clients and reaching out to people. And this is something that I want to unpack in this episode, because I get this question a lot, but it's also been drawn to my attention. Somebody in the industry is doing just really bad practices with this. So we're going to unpack what you should do, what you shouldn't do. I'm also going to give you an example that's literally, I received this thing today when I am making this. So it was already making this video, and then I got this message today from someone else who's not in the industry. So I won't put them up. So I'm happy to put them on blast, but we will talk about some of the industry practices I've seen as well without naming any names. But I want to show you something you could not believe. So let's talk about what you should not do when it comes to bad sales practices as a mortgage broker, because I think this is crazy. Now, some of the things that we see is people doing what I would call bait and switch tactics. So bait and switch tactics are effectively when somebody, in fact, let's do a little bit of a whiteboard on it. So bait and switch would be a bait and switch is when somebody effectively says that, let's say there's this thing here, let's say like a star. Rubbish star, I'm awful at drawing. So let's say that this is the thing they want. This is the thing they want. And so they come in like this. And then what happens is, as soon as the person has engaged, they move over and try and make the sale. And let's do a pound sign because we are English. They try and make that sale. And that is a bait and switch, effectively bringing someone in for something else, pretending like they are someone else, pretending that they're just maybe having a contact with you, and then instantly moving over to the money. Instantly, not even trying to slightly pretend like something is going on, not even trying to get to know you, not even trying to ascertain whether you're the right fit. They are instantly doing this. Now, I'll have an example of someone I've literally received today. Let's give you an example, and then I'll give you, like I said, an industry example that I've heard literally yesterday that sparked me to make this video. But I literally received this. I can't let this not be brought up. So if we go into my Instagram DMs, I often get DMs, and what you can see here is this guy here. It's called Empowered Intelligent Coaching, and he is a coach for coaches, of course. So he put here, "Hi mate, we're not connected, we're not friends." And he put, "Hi mate, you're a coach, aren't you?" And I put, "Yes mate," because I don't know what this guy's doing. Also, it takes 1 second to interact. I'm not that bothered. But I knew what was coming next, and it couldn't have been better for what I do here. I'm gonna play you the video. This is what he sent me. This specific video was sent to me.
"Hey, how's it going? I'll be honest with you. The main reason why I sent you that first message was actually to get you to accept my message request so I could send you this video message right now. And the main reason I'm sending this is basically to see if you're open to new ways of how you can easily grow your coaching business with less frustration, less self-doubt, and less anxiety. Don't worry, I don't want to pitch you out for mission, so if not, completely cool. And if you are open to it, just literally send me a thumbs up, because I can fire across a 2-minute video that'll just explain a little bit more. Hey, how's it going? I'll be honest with you. The main reason why I sent you that first message was actually to get you to accept my message request.
Go away, mate. I'm not interested." He said, "Give him a thumbs up." So I think what we'll do is we'll send him a nice thumbs down. There you go. Empowered Intelligent Coaching. Off you go. Not interested. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that example. Does that not just make you die inside when you hear that? Now let me explain a couple of things what they did wrong there in regards to selling. So the first thing that he did wrong is, I put down here, he was not personalized. If you actually notice, straight away the first thing he did was send me a video. He literally said, "Are you a coach?" I said yes, and then he sent me a video. The moment I got that video, that's what the hell is going on, because I know that's not personalized. He didn't use my name. I'll get rid of that bit. He did not use my name, so there was no name. There was no reference, or obviously my awful dyslexic handwriting, doesn't really matter, who cares. There's no reference at all about me or what I do whatsoever. Why I wrote earlier was buy me dinner first was this reminds me of the, as I said, the buy me dinner first concept, which is dinner first, which is this idea of buy them dinner before you try and take them to bed. That's literally the whole thing here. Is this is just ridiculous. And you know what? If you are watching this episode today or listening to this episode today and you think this is good, you need a serious head check. This is awful. You're not going to be able to build a good reputation by doing stuff like this. This is like black hat tactics, what they call it in the thing. It's bad and it's spammy and it's nasty. Now, let me give you the industry one that I had, which is, and I won't say the company. Some of you will know the company and that's fine because they're making it pretty obvious. But one of my clients recently was reached out. Someone added them as a mortgage broker, was pretending to be a mortgage broker, or didn't say they weren't. They may have been a mortgage broker, but they were also selling something else. They then proceeded to just send them up that client, my client, a Zoom call, literally just out of the blue, send them a Zoom call. Let's jump on a Zoom and have a chat. My client didn't know what they were having a chat about. They didn't know what that conversation's about. And then the next thing you know, that person is then being pitched for all the services to do with things, being pitched on the call. A call, by the way, that they didn't even know what the call was about. So they're on this call. They don't know the person. They don't know the call. I find it quite funny. People who know me know I've got a waiting list. So I'm not... And that client, the client they picked is like what we call my lifers. I have a group of people I call my lifers, which are ones who are with me. You know, they're my ride and dies. And he ain't going nowhere. But the reality was, it was great for me to get spurred on for this type of thing because it's ridiculous. It is such a bad behavior. What in someone's mind makes them think that that's going to be a good idea to do that? And so why I'm saying this to you is, if you are ever being enticed, first of all, by somebody who says they can do stuff for you and they do these tactics, run a mile. That is not a good idea. And secondly, what if you are thinking yourself, I'm going to go out and cold DMing someone about their mortgage. How nasty is that? That's a mega, mega fail. That's not very nice at all. No one's going to like to have somebody say, hey, don't know who you are. I got a message recently from someone. Hey, just sending all my followers here. Don't worry if it's not you, but if you need a mortgage sorted, then please let me know. Do you know how desperate that makes you sound? Like, so desperate. Don't do that. It's really bad. Try not to. I'm getting riled up here, okay? So let's just, deep breath. So what should you do? What actually should you do when it comes to this? Because I'm all about saying, like, being very riled up about it, but I'm not here to not just give solutions. So realistically, what you want to do is focus on value, okay? Focus on value first. You need to focus on the value for your when you are trying to sell, okay? If you're trying to, so building relationships with them. So again, build relationships. So we talk about this all the time, these three pillars, which is the three things you need to look at is volume, frequency, and engagement. The third one being engagement is about building relationships. People will buy from people who they know and trust. I do not know that guy. I definitely don't like him. I don't know if I like him. I don't know him. I don't know if I like him. And I definitely don't trust him. If somebody is speaking to you and they don't have those know and trust factors, the things that we know we need to have, as we said, know and trust, then if they don't have know and trust, you are never going to close them. And if you do close them, yes, of course, if you close them, they are going to be rubbish leads. Because if you close them, that means that other people are going to close them like that too, okay? You don't want that. You want to be building clients with that are valuable, that love what you do, and that see the value in what you do. That, by the way, if you're a mortgage broker or something like that, that's how you can be able to charge fees. That's how you'll close larger insurance deals. Not because it's the wrong thing to do, but because you've connected with that person, you've built a relationship with them, and then they will trust what you have to say, and you will also like them, so you don't want to sell them bad stuff. So you'll do ethical sales to fix their solutions and everybody wins. It's a win. The scenario is, as I said, a win if we all focus on adding value and giving trust. That's it. That's all we have to do. And focusing as well on inbound. I'm a big advocate of this. As a mortgage broker, stop focusing on outbound. You can do paid ads, you can do things like that, funnels, they're great, okay? So that's a different thing. But stop focusing on outbound outreach as a one-man band advisor. What is the point? And there's no, don't focus on that. And anybody who's doing this, by the way, in the industry who's just honestly, it's just really bad. Focus on being valuable, on building relationships, creating, being a magnet, magnetic marketing, something that's going to attract the right people to you, and you will be on those calls and they will buy from you. You don't want to be that guy pitching to my client and my client messaging me throughout the pitch going, what the hell is going on? Who is this company? Do you know who they are? And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they've just done that. Madness. And we see it in all types. These are the people you're learning from. Don't learn from people like that. Don't do practices like that. It's a bad decision. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Gosh, I've got to bring my blood pressure down now. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, guys, bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.